All right, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at a case that had a big impact on how we view criminal law, specifically the whole idea of criminal intent.
Yeah, Gordon v. State, decided back in 1875 by the Alabama Supreme Court. It's a bit of a landmark case, you know, super relevant for anyone studying law, really sets some key principles about what happens when someone makes a mistake, you know, regarding the facts of the case, especially when it comes to mens rea.
Mens rea.
Criminal intent.
Right, right. Okay, so to put this in context for everyone, we're talking about William Gordon, just 20 years old, votes in Alabama back in 1874. Problem is, the legal voting age back then was 21.
So he gets slapped with a felony charge for illegal voting.
Yep, illegal voting. But here's the interesting bit. Gordon's defense wasn't that he knew he was underage and voted anyway. He truly believed he was old enough. He thought he was 21.
And that belief, that honest belief, is at the heart of this whole case. Why did he think that? Well, it was based on what his mother told him about his birthday. You know, she said he was born in August. And that was backed up by someone who'd known him since he was a baby.
So the big question here, the legal puzzle we're trying to solve today is, can an honest mistake about something so crucial, like your age in this case, actually excuse what would normally be a crime?
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. So let's break down what happened. Gordon votes, right? Technically, it breaks the law, but he's saying, hold on, I thought I was good. But during the trial, the judge wouldn't let the jury even consider that belief, you know, that he thought he was old enough.
Just shut it down completely.
Yeah, and Gordon, naturally, was found guilty. And then, of course, he appealed all the way up to the Alabama Supreme Court.
Now, the Supreme Court had to wrestle with a pretty big issue here, and it's something that's super important for all of us to understand. Was that trial judge right to basically tell the jury to ignore Gordon's honest belief about his age? You know, if someone doesn't intend to do something wrong, are they really guilty in the eyes of the law?
It brings up a really important distinction that we need to make here.
Yeah.
The difference between a mistake of fact and ignorance of the law. It's kind of a classic legal conundrum. I mean, we all know the saying, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You can't just say, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that and get off scot-free.
Exactly. That's ignorantia juris non excusat for all you Latin lovers out there.
Right. Fancy Latin phrase. But the Gordon case, this isn't about him not knowing that underage voting was against the law. It's about him making a genuine mistake about a fact, in this case, his age.
That's ignorantia facti, mistake of fact.
Got it. Two different things, potentially very different outcomes. Super important to wrap your head around this stuff. So what did the Alabama Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Brechtel at the time, what did they have to say about all of this? What was their logic?
Well, Brechtel, he laid down some foundational legal principles, ideas that still matter a lot today. He was like, okay, for something to be a crime, you usually need two things. You need the bad act itself, that's actus reus, and you need that bad intent, that mens rea we were talking about earlier. The court basically said, if someone makes a mistake about a key fact and they weren't being careless, well, that can actually mean they didn't have the intent to commit a crime.
So just to be clear, if you truly believe something is true and that belief leads you to do something that technically breaks the law, you might have a solid defense.
That's the gist of it, yeah. And the court made it clear. It's up to the jury to figure out if the person's belief was actually genuine. And importantly, was it reasonable given the whole situation?
Reasonable.
Yeah. And Chief Justice Brechtel, he put it pretty eloquently. The criminal intention, if dependent on knowledge of facts, a want of such knowledge relieves the act of criminality.
Powerful stuff, right?
Yeah.
It really underscores how important a person's understanding is when we're trying to determine if they're legally responsible for something.
Absolutely. But you used the term non-negligent earlier. What does that mean in Gordon's case, and why should our listeners pay attention to that?
Oh, that's a critical point. See, the court took into account that Gordon got his information from his mom and a longtime acquaintance. Those are generally seen as pretty reliable sources, right? They weren't just some random person on the street.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the court contrasted that with someone who just doesn't bother to check the facts at all or relies on, like, you know, shaky information. Gordon, his reliance on those sources, it was considered reasonable. He wasn't being careless.
So not like he just pulled his age out of a hat or heard it from, like, you know, a shady character or something. He had what seemed like good reasons to believe what he believed.
Exactly. Sounds like there were a few key factors at play here, kind of woven into the court's thinking. Would you say that's accurate?
Totally. We can pinpoint at least four major elements here. First, Gordon honestly believed he was old enough to vote. Second, that belief wasn't based on nothing. He had info from believable sources, his mother and that family friend. Third, he wasn't being careless or intentionally ignoring anything. He wasn't just turning a blind eye. And last but not least, even though age was the main issue, it was assumed he met all the other requirements to vote.
So considering all of that, what happened? Did the Alabama Supreme Court let Gordon go?
Well, they did overturn the lower court's decision.
Yeah.
They didn't just set him free, but they sent the case back down, you know, remanded it.
Back to the trial court.
Yeah. And the message was clear. The jury has to consider whether Gordon's honest belief about his age means he didn't have the criminal intent needed for a guilty verdict.
Pretty significant, right? Really reinforces that your state of mind matters when we're talking about whether you're responsible for a crime. So this case from 1875, how has it stood the test of time? Why should law students care?
Gordon v. State really helped lay the groundwork for how we deal with mistakes of fact in criminal law, even today. It showed that it's not just a loophole, you know, a get-out-of-jail-free card. You need a real, reasonable belief. And if we look at modern legal frameworks like the Model Penal Code, you can see how that thinking from Gordon is still there. Section 2.04 of the MPC, it basically says that a mistake of fact can be a defense if it means you didn't have the mental state required for the crime.
So even back then, with this case about a young guy who just wanted to vote, they were already grappling with some pretty complex ideas that are still relevant for us today.
Right. And for those of you going into law, Gordon really shows how crucial it is to figure out if your client misunderstood the facts of the situation or if they just didn't understand the law itself. You got to do your homework, find out what your client believed and why. And for those of you who are going to be prosecutors, it highlights how tough it can be to prove that someone knew they were breaking the law, especially if they've got a decent claim that they made a factual error.
It all comes back to intent, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's play a little what-if game here. Let's say our 20-year-old, instead of listening to his mom, uses a fake birth certificate, you know, one he knows is forged, to make him look older, to vote. Could he still use the Gordon defense and say, hey, I thought I was old enough?
That's a great question. In that case, using the Gordon defense would be a lot harder. Here, that reasonable belief element becomes super important. If you're relying on something you know is fake, that's probably not going to fly as a reasonable basis for your belief. The source of the information is iffy, and it could be argued that the person was being, at the very least, negligent in not knowing their real age. Official records, you know, a real birth certificate, they hold a lot more weight than something you know is bogus.
Makes sense. So, to wrap up our deep dive here, what's the main takeaway from Gordon v. State?
The key takeaway, the big lesson here, is that criminal intent is a cornerstone of criminal liability. It's not enough to just do the bad thing. Your mind has to be guilty, too. And Gordon v. State shows us that an honest, reasonable mistake about an important fact, well, that can mean you didn't have the necessary criminal intent, and that could potentially get you off the hook.
And it's super important to remember that difference between making a mistake about the facts, like truly believing you're old enough to vote, and not understanding the law itself, like not knowing there's an age requirement to vote at all. The legal system looks at those two things very differently.
Right. And it kind of leads to another thought-provoking question, something for all of you to ponder. In today's world where information is everywhere, just a click away, how hard do you have to try to make sure your belief is reasonable? Has the bar been raised for claiming ignorance now that we're in the digital age? It's something to think about as you continue your legal journey.
It certainly is. A lot to unpack from this one case.
Yeah, it's amazing how these old cases can still spark so much discussion.
That's the beauty of law, isn't it? Always evolving, always something new to learn. Thanks for diving in with us today.
You got it. Always happy to chat about these fascinating legal puzzles.
We'll catch you next time for another deep dive. Until then, keep those legal minds sharp.
See you then.